Good afternoon. We are Einar and Anna, and we are going to read a poem by Roald Dahl, whose name is The Pig.
In England once there lived a pig, a wonderful, clever pig. To everybody it was plain that Piggy has a massive brain. He worked out sums inside his head. There was no book he hadn't read. He knew what made an airplane flame. He knew how engines work and why. He knew all this in the end. One question drove his round the bed. He simply couldn't puzzle out what life was really all about. What was the reason for his birth? What was he placed upon this earth? His giant brain went round and round. Alas, no answer could be found. Till suddenly, one wondrous night, all in a flash he saw the light. He jumped like a ballet dancer and yeet.
By gone, I've got the answer. They want my bubble slice by slice to sell a tremendous price. They want my tender juicy chop to put in all the butcher shops. They want my pork to make a roast, and that's the part will cost the most. They want my sausages in strings, then even want my chitterlings. The butcher shop, the carving knives, that's the reason for my life.
Such thoughts as these are not designed to give a pig a great peace of mind. Next morning, in comes Farmer Bland, a pail of pig's wheel in his hand, and Piggy with a mighty roar bays the farmer to the floor. Now comes the rather grisly bit, she's not make too much of it, except that you must understand that Piggy did eat Farmer Bland. He ate him from head to toe, chewing the pieces nice and slow. It took an hour to reach the feet because there was so much to eat. And when he finished, Pig, of course, felt absolutely no remorse. Slowly, he scratches his brainy head and with a little smile, he said,
I had a very powerful hunch that he might have me for his lunch. And so because of fear the worst, I thought I would better eat him first.